Welcome to City Hope London's Sermon Podcast. To find out more about us, visit www.cityhope.london.
What I'm going to do right now is to just spend a little bit of time looking at probably one of the most famous passages of Scripture. There is even people who have never darkened the door of a church. If they're a certain age, they would know Psalm 23. Who doesn't know the content of Psalm 23? That's a bit of a challenge, isn't it? You don't want to, no. Even if you don't, you ain't going to put your hand up, are you? Well done. Well, Psalm 23 is really a song. The Psalms are a collection of songs or poems written, and Psalm 23 is probably written, I don't know, something approaching 3,000 years ago. But you all know it because it starts, "The Lord is my shepherd." You know it now? Let me read it to you, and then we'll just work through that for a little while. Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing." Or the well-known translation, "I shall not want." "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." I mean, it's a poem, it's a song, there's lots of imagery contained in that. But when we go through dark and difficult times, we find out if we're ready. We're ready to go through the darkest valley, through the valley of the shadow of death. And I'd like to ask, are you ready? Are you ready? Because we don't know what's coming down the road, do we? We don't know what's coming our way. This song or poem uses the analogy of sheep and a shepherd. We're the sheep, right? We're the sheep. And sheep are a bit stupid. Just thought I'd encourage you like that. Sheep are good at wandering off. They're good at getting lost, and then they need rescuing. So this is about staying close to the shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. And when it says, "I lack nothing," do you know what that means? It means you won't lack anything, right? If you stay close to him. Because God, the good shepherd, will care for you. He will look after you. All our needs are provided if we stick with the shepherd. And we should remind ourselves every day to stick with Jesus, shouldn't we? Every day we think, "Yeah, Jesus, I'm stepping out of this house and I know you are with me." Because there are loads of distractions, aren't there? The stuff of life is calling us this way and that. And some of those things aren't good, are they? They consume us. Maybe relationship troubles or money issues or grief or sickness or just the despair of getting up every morning. And they can be a distraction, even how we respond to situations. We get into habits that are not good. We get into behaviours that are not good. And they can take us away. They can distract us from being close to the shepherd. You know, do I always argue? Do I always shout my corner? Do I fall out with others? Even those can be distractions, can't they? We need to resist being distracted. We need to be focused on the shepherd. Follow him. Allow him to lead us beside still waters. It's all poetry, isn't it? It's imagery. But You get the imagery. It's like green pastures and still waters. It paints a picture of peace, doesn't it? It's a peaceful setup. If we stick with him, and he will provide, he will find me water and fresh pastures. He will sustain me and you. He will refresh your soul. He will guide you along the right paths. Right? Those words prepare us for what is coming down the road, whatever that may be, whatever the difficulty, whatever the pain. And when we look at the state of this world, when we see the wars and the disasters, the death and destruction, the cancer, the disease, the pain, they can become powerful words of comfort. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. This is a promise that comes up in the Bible time and time again. Jesus is sometimes called Emmanuel, isn't he? What's Emmanuel mean? God with us, right? He is with us. And some of you might say, so where was God for Beverly then? Well, she told you where God was. Even going through the pain that she went through for years, she said, God was with me, didn't you? She was aware of his presence and he didn't leave her. He didn't abandon her. He was right by her side. And that will be true for all the guys that you've just seen baptized. And they've all turned their heads and they've seen him. You think, he is with me. He's with me. And they've seen him and they gazed on him and thought, I want to stick close to you now. You know, when we're going through the dark valleys of life, it can feel like God isn't with us, you know. And that's when we need to be reminded of these words. You know, Augusta had memorized all those words. Augusta come from a Muslim background, you know. But she's memorized those scriptures in recent years. And she's put those into practice. We need to be reminded of these scriptures, that he is with us. So sometimes we don't have a strong sense of that. Especially when life goes a bit wrong. It's then we need to cling to that promise. You are with me. God doesn't lie. Right? And you know, and that shepherd who is with us always has got his rod and his staff. There's more pictorial language there. That is a real comfort. If you imagine the shepherd in those days looking after his sheep, because if any wild animals come and attack that flock or any enemies try and take them away, that shepherd's going to handle it. He's going to deal with it because he's tooled up and he loves his sheep and he won't let anyone take them. He can do that for you too. And then like a lot of songs, the writer of this psalm changes the metaphor from sheep and shepherds to a feast. Maybe the lamb was on the table, I don't know. You prepared a table for me. And what we see here is the people of God being royally entertained at a banquet, no less, right? He prepares a table for us. You know, I was reminded of another table when I was preparing this. On the night Jesus was betrayed, a table was prepared. And there Jesus shared a celebratory meal with his friends. And there he spoke of what was to come, his body broken and his blood shed when he was going to be nailed to a cross, a sacrifice for many. He went and took the punishment we deserved so that we could turn to him and know forgiveness, turn to him and know freedom, turn to him and know a new life in Christ and the promise of a heavenly home. That's what that's all about. And that's what these guys who have been through this water have experienced. He prepares a table for us in the presence of my enemies. There are bad things happening. Maybe they're right in front of us. But God does a miraculous thing. He provides for us and he meets our needs. And then we getting towards the end, we come to an important lesson. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. The point is we don't sort ourselves out. We can't actually. We learn to look again to the shepherd who is our Lord, whose goodness and mercy are really not far off. They're very close. They're following us, right? Look over your shoulder. Goodness and mercy is there, right? They're coming right up behind us, right? And they'll catch us if we fall over. They'll nudge us if we turn the wrong way, right? They'll lead us where we need to go. Will you let him do that? Will you let him guide you? Will you let him steer you? And this famous little poem ends with the words, I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life. In other words, I'm going to be in the presence of God forever. Right? Life can be tough. It can be unbearable at times. It can really hurt. And that's why we must cling to the wonderful promises contained in this little song. Lasting promises. Promises of eternal hope. When there's a lot of hopelessness, we can look to the shepherd. We can look to God, the one who promises to never leave us or forsake us, and know that protection. We can know that wonderful, wonderful promise. I'm going to dwell in your house with you forever. Amen. Amen. I said I'd keep it short, and I managed to, didn't I? Okay, I'm going to invite the band back up. And I think as we're going to sing a couple more songs, but I want you to, as they're getting settled up on the stage, I want you to consider what you've heard and seen today. Some of you are here for the first time. I want you to think, what is this Jesus stuff about? Why are those people so passionate? I thought it was just all made up just to make people be nice. I didn't realize it was a deep, loving relationship. I didn't realize you could be forgiven and set free from whatever you've done wrong. If you've got those sorts of questions, then Alpha starts on Thursday, another little plug. But seriously, even today, speak to someone. Speak to your friend who was baptized. Speak to someone around. You can speak to me if I'm not too scary for you. We can talk about how wonderful Jesus is and how he continues to change lives. Amen. You guys are ready. I'll get out of your way.